Welcome to News Tribune on Tap. I'm Gary Caster, managing editor at the Jefferson City News Tribune and host of News Tribune on Tap, a weekly conversation about news and issues in Jefferson City that matter to you.
Today's special guest is Penny Smith, event coordinator for Salute to America here in Jefferson City. Hello, Penny.
Hi, thanks for having me.
Absolutely. So I understand there's a big celebration coming this weekend on Sunday and Monday. So tell me all about it.
So on July 3rd, we have the opening ceremony at 5 o'clock, parade at 6:15, and the Little Mr. and Miss contest at 7:15. Then at 8 o'clock, we have a concert on the south steps of the Capitol building, which is pretty exciting. It's going to be fun.
You know, it always strikes me how Salute to America has been how many years?
It will be 20 years in next year in 2023.
Wow. Yeah. You know, it's always such a great setting, you know, just from the beautiful downtown area. You have the Capitol in the background, you know, the riverfront. I mean, it's just the most patriotic setting in the state of Missouri for a 4th of July celebration, it seems to me. What kind of crowds do you expect at these things?
Every year is always different, and it also depends on the day of the week it falls on. This year, we're anticipating a great crowd. Last year was much larger than we had anticipated it to be, you know, given all the last couple of years.
right. Given the pandemic.
Exactly.
Last year was on a weekend also, right?
Yes, and then we had the tornado before, so it had impacted the crowd.
Mm-hmm.
But this year, we do anticipate a large crowd again.
Okay, great. So you mentioned last couple of years it has been a bit of a challenge to have a festival when a tornado's come through your town and a pandemic follows. So what kind of effects for those who maybe didn't make it the last few years? I know, for instance, last year there were issues with getting carnivals, for instance, and festivals all throughout central Missouri. What were some of the challenges that you've had over the last couple of years to stage this annual event?
So between flooding and, yes, the tornado, and then the pandemic, and then, of course, the employee shortage makes it hard for carnivals to be able to run their businesses. It has been quite the challenge. This year, when we were looking for a carnival, we've discovered that half of the carnivals had gone out of business during that time frame.
Yeah. Wow. And I know the carnival is always within a stone's throw of the News Tribune here. So I'm regularly amazed at the volume of rides, the participants as well. So I can imagine it is a challenge when the pool of carnival vendors is much less. But my understanding is you have a carnival coming this year.
Yes. Yes, we're very excited to have a new carnival this year. And the poor owners have just been running like crazy all over the state trying to cover all the festivals they're doing.
Okay.
But yeah, we're definitely getting to have one this year.
Great. So what are some of the other new events or old events that are coming back to Salute to America this year?
So we are going to bring back the axe throwing, the mobile unit that they bring. It is so fun. I think people were a little worried about getting up there and doing it themselves last year, but this year it's back. So if you felt like doing that and didn't, you get an opportunity this year to do that. And something also different this year is, since we didn't get the carnival last year at the last minute and we had to switch out inflatables, we decided to bring both back this year, the carnival and inflatables, so that the young ones also have something that, you know, parents feel comfortable letting them play in.
Sure.
So that'll be really cool. I'm excited about that. And then we're going to have a dart throwing contest in the beer garden, which is new.
So all right.
It'll be fun.
So now where is the beer garden?
So the beer garden is located on the 100 West High block. It is in the Central Bank parking lot.
Okay.
Kind of between Central Travel and Aris Pizza.
All right. So always there's musical acts at Salute to America. What are some of the musical acts that we will see this year?
So we do have several great bands lined up for the Beer Garden, also on Madison Stage on the 4th. Beer Garden is 3rd and 4th. On the Capitol South Lawn, on the steps there, the Capitol Main Stage will have the Steve Miller Band Experience and the John Cougar Project on the 3rd. And then on the 4th, we have Tim Hadler. He is from Branson. We are so excited to have him.
Hmm.
He is an incredible singer, and he brings us the Hank Williams Revisited tribute. And, of course, that's something everybody can enjoy.
Sure.
So I'm really excited to have him here.
Okay. And High Street is typically lined with vendors and just a variety of booths. What are some of the things that folks will see as they stroll down High Street?
So yes, we have quite a few really good variety of vendors. We'll have things for the kids. We've got things for adults, you know, if you like your crafts, little puppets, just all kinds of things. And we've got them in the 100 block of East High. And then in the 200 block of East High, we actually moved Heritage Village and Hill of Heroes over there. And so all of our charity type booths are there. Help support groups are there. And then we also will have the vintage military vehicles will be lined up there as well, as a fire truck and an ambulance for kids to come and get in and look at, and it's going to be cool.
Yeah. Well, that's what always strikes me about the salute. It truly is it's a family event there. I mean, it has things that would be of interest to adults, but also for children, that there are so many different hands-on experiences that kids can have while they're making that excursion down the streets of Jefferson City. So what are some tips you would have for folks maybe who've never been to Salute to America? What are some things that they should definitely check out? And maybe just, you know, where do you park? What are some other things they ought to think about before they venture downtown?
So that's a good question. I highly recommend grabbing the insert from the News Tribune. It has all the information in it.
We like to plug the News Tribune whenever possible.
But it does. It has everything in it. Parking, make sure you park early, because it gets full toward the evening, so you want to get there before that. If you wanted to enter your child into the Little Mr. Miss contest, you can do that the day of the event, you know, right at the Madison stage. As far as, you know, hotels, if you've got to come in from out of town, definitely get your hotel booked, because it does fill up fast. Several of the hotels already booked solid, so you definitely want to get it in quickly. But just have fun.
Are there specific parking spots that folks should migrate toward?
Yes. In the insert, there is a parking map, and it tells you everything you need to know about where to go to park.
Okay. All right. And we'll, in our show notes, we'll add a link to the publication, so that way if you're listening, you can click on it and go to that. Do we have an idea what the weather's going to be like?
So there are hints of rain.
So bring a raincoat.
Sure, it will not do that. It would not do that to me.
There you go.
They're in the morning, so hopefully it'll be over before we start the festival.
Right, right.
But it should not at all interfere with the festival.
Okay. So the festival culminates with a fireworks show on Monday night, begins at dusk. Tell us a little bit about what folks will see or what they'll experience as part of this fireworks show.
So we have quite the spectacular show on the north side of the Capitol. Everybody's welcome to sit on the north lawn and watch them. They shoot off from the sand plant across the river, and it comes up over the plaza. You can get a really amazing view of them right there. It's like no other. Mm. It's pretty amazing.
Yeah. You know, and this is not like my neighbor's fireworks. I mean, these are huge and very pyrotechnic, and you can see them from miles away, you know. And so, again, it's just a fabulous display, and it has a radio simulcast that has music if you want to be in that patriotic mood while watching those. That, again, the tab that we will be having in the News Tribune will kind of give you the details as to how to partake of that. Penny, anything else that you can add about this weekend? Have you gotten any sleep in the last week putting this thing on?
Yeah, sleep is usually rare about this time, but, you know, it's definitely worth it. It's so much fun getting to see all these families get to enjoy the show.
Yeah. Well, and it definitely is a Capital City tradition. So, again, let's remind folks of when it will be, when it starts, and when it culminates.
So it starts July 3rd. 4 o'clock is the festival start time, 5 o'clock is opening ceremony on the Madison stage, and then again on July 4th, it starts at 11 a.m., and we'll go through the day until the fireworks are over, you know, sometime around 10 p.m.
Okay. All right. Well, we encourage you to come check it out, and Penny, we thank you for coming and joining us today.
Thank you for having me.
One final thought, listeners. When you come to Salute to America, definitely stop by our table. We'll have News Tribune folks there, as well as some special offers if you want a digital subscription to the News Tribune. We'll have samples of the Salute to America publication that we produce that you could pick up, and it'll help you get around the festival, and then we'll just have other free stuff. So stop by, tell us hi, and see what you can find.
Thanks for listening. You can find News Tribune on tap at newstribune.com, Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and Google Play.